Can you talk a little bit about some of the modeling that's been done and what you think about that?
Yes, there are a couple of models at least out there. There's one from Harvard, Hal Bernstein and Eric Weiner, and there's our own model. We did it with Jack Cusick, which is due to come out in the British Journal of Cancer in about 2 months' time, so we're behind in publication. But in our model, you have to make assumptions, obviously, and the assumptions that were made in this model was to say, well, the separation of the curves will go on after you stop treatment. And that's what we see in the six-year results of ATTACC. From 5 to 6 years, there's still that separation. So we've assumed that. And we've assumed also, and this is controversial, and especially with respect to the BEAT-198 receptor data that will be presented later at this conference, we've assumed that as time goes on, the ER+, PR+ tumors tend to lose PR. That's based on data from the San Antonio group many years ago, where they've shown that patients who relapsed tended not to have so much PR-positive disease as before relapse. So taking those provisos, we have found that the best thing to do is to start an AI up front. The second best thing to do is to switch at 2 to 3 years, and in fact, the worst thing to do is to wait 5 years before you start your AI, as you would think anyway. So our model says start up front, but Hal's model says switch. So I think these are the defects of modeling. We don't think their model is right. That's because it disagrees with ours, but also they've done some strange things like saying 2.5 years of tamoxifen and 5 years of aromatase inhibitor, and I don't know why they modeled on that, but there we are.
Do any of these models take into account side effects, endometrial cancer, deep vein thrombosis, fractures?
No, that's an important point, and I think if you started taking that into account, you might come out more in favor of starting up front, because, for example, a lot of the endometrial cancers are happening in the first 2.5 years. So we still obviously wait on big 198 data. Those data are becoming increasingly important as we go on because we really do want to know whether we should be starting up front. You know what my prejudice is, not simply because I was chairman of the ATTACC trial, and you're going to have Aman Buzdar, the new chairman of the ATTACC trial, but those, to my mind, are modeling and just looking at the toxicity data would suggest that it's best to start up front.